Learning about Gemara. We're up to Daf Kuf Yudalit Amar Aleph, and we're learning the laws about a bezin. So we're up to the Gemara Amar Ravashi. About 8 lines from the top of the page. Amar Ravashi, hi by Yisrael, Yid is overly out of Levi Chavim, for Yid sells a property to a goy. I'm Matzah, the by Yisrael, Chavre, on the boundary of another Yid. In other words, he has a neighbor Yid. And he's selling the property to a goy, Mishamtin, Levi, place him in Chayim, because of Chayim, you're hearing of the Yid. Freddie, what am I time away? What's going on here? If the problem is because of Bar Metzrah, you should be selling it to the neighbor himself. Well, didn't we learn Zavin Me'akum? If you're purchasing from a goy, or Zavin Leak, you're selling to a goy. Lekum Mishum Dina Bar Metzrah. There's no Dina Bar Metzrah. And the reason is because Pesach explained in other places that the Issur Bar Metzrah is not on the seller, it's on the buyer. And you know why? This one is very simple. The seller, the fact that he lived it till now, already denied the neighbor to live in that house because the seller was living there. So what's the seller doing wrong by giving somebody else? Exactly. So the seller's doing anything wrong. It's the buyer. Why are you buying it? Well, the allow the neighbor to extend his house. Exactly. It's for the other guy. So, but the guy doesn't have the chiv. So if Novos, the Eid can have a tiny El Damrin and say, Arbois le aroya matroi, you brought a lion to my boundary. You brought a guy in, I'm going to suffer. Is Misham Tinlei, so we put the Eid, the one who's the seller, in Chedim, add the Kobbalah Kol Ointedosim Achmosev. The Eid will suffer because of the guy, fine. Says the Mefarshim, that's only talking about if the guy is paying the same price as another Yid. So if a guy is paying the same price as another Yid, why did you sell to a guy and hurt the Yid? You could have sold to a Yid. But if the guy is paying substantially more than another Yid, then you're allowed to sell it to the guy. You don't have to compensate him. I just told you that if the guy starts harassing the Yid, he has to put 4 locks on his front door because he's scared of the guy, you have to pay for it. Because you brought that line here. The Rebbe Tovshin Chazayin put out 2 letters, very strong letters, because in that time in America, in Brooklyn, as soon as the Shvatzer bought into a street, everybody fled and the prices dropped. And the Rebbe spoke, then he wrote 2 letters, and all the neighbors, Jewish neighbors from Krahites, and Eflapish, and Krahites, and Remsen, and then Borough Park, everyone was starting to deteriorate very quickly. So the Rebbe put these 2 letters out, and halacha that in Allah too, you're stealing people's money, and also based on the Gemara a little bit as well, you're bringing an Aryasa to the house, and so on, and basically it slowly stopped the whole trend. Everybody ran away. So the whole Brooklyn today is very Yiddish because the Rebbe stopped it then. Chavzayin. Okay, Mishnah. Not lumeichsin es chamoidai. What happens if this tax collector took your donkey, but v'noshle chamoidach gave you another donkey in his place, l'chayin's a stolen one, not lulistim es ksusai. Robber stole your clothes, v'noshle gamet, l'chayin gave you another garment, hadi elu shalo, you're allowed to keep it. You know why? V'vnei shabaylim is yaish, but the original owner, when as soon as the tax collector took it, never anticipated they ever get it back. And even though yish, Allah might not work according to some, but yish and shin l'shus does. We talked about a gossip. Then the mission continues. A matzil minanot. If you rescue something from a river, let's say swept 3 different people's properties and took away the things, everybody's meyayish. We'll have this in the limit season in the beginning. Going minagayis or from the army when they come through and they take things away. They plunder and pillage. Nobody expects anything to ever get back. I mean, at least in for robbers. Now, a minute ago you said list him automatically, you can take it. Now you're making a tonight list him. Im this yaisha by Big Mo will ask. Oh, you hear? You say, oi, vai, chalom. The chilch of the body, a beehive, im this yaisha, a swarm of bees. In this yaishu at Ishlay, the Bailam of Yaish, you can keep it. Omra Bechem Barukan and Menes, Ishay Kotan Lame, Mekan Yotzin Chilzer, a woman or a child will say that the swarm of bees came from this property and give it back to him. Umahala b'dos chaveda and nochme, you're allowed to even enter your you're allowed to trespass in your friend's property. Lahatzil is nechila to rescue your swarm of bees. Beim hizik, but if they cause damage, if you cause damage doing that, mashallah much hizik. Obviously, you have to pay, but you're legally allowed to. Avla yokets and socha. Let's say all the bees decide to settle on a branch, you're not allowed to chop down that branch and take the branch with you back to your hive. Amanasli the dom, and you had a mind to pay him back. That's really geneva. That we didn't allow you. We'll see later, especially to Kanan, we made certain dispensations, but we didn't go this far. He holds no that even this was allowed to take the branch and take and just pay him back. We learned im notul. If let's say he took a donkey from the tax collectors, marzil bailim harishayim, and our Mishnah said you can keep the donkey if the tax collector gives you one. Here it says you're not allowed to keep it. You got to give it back to the original owners. I look at what yish. Because somebody holds, Yish Kadil Koni, Yish Nakoine, Ay Zin Shirashus, he holds, Umi Kara, Bi Yisur Asli Yade. Since he holds that Yish Nakoine, he holds that Yish and Shirashus doesn't work. Because so what if Yish at this town holds? If Yish Nakoine, where's the Shirashus? It's still the original owners, wherever it is. So therefore, you have to give it back. You hear people say, "We're walking." Oh, they took my donkey away. I'll never get it back.
How do we get to this level of this?
Right. Others say, "In Balahazi Yarban Shoy." My time, but why? Years, Kadikoni, years, Koine, Miu. So what? If you want to give it back, Mina, you know, years, Shishu, Koine, you have to give it back. But if you're a mensch. If you're a chassid, actually, im amari efshi b'mamashenishli, I don't feel guilty having somebody else's donkey in my property. The machzir, who do you give back to? The bailim reshayim. Don't give back to the ganim. Give back to the bailim reshayim. Hadirushem tishav bailim. Amar Ravashi loychanu at least in Avichavim. When do we say this? Only by goyish a robber. That's when you meyayish menastam. Abalistim yourself. A Jewish robber loy. It is a goyish robber. You meyayish straight away. But Jewish robber not meyayish. Why not? So you think lemocha tomorrow and kitla b'datim din toida. That's one of our things initially. That it's easier to handle with the Yiddish Ganav than a Goyish Ganav. Master Rabbi Yisrael Adarab, Ivchem Estabra, Punk Faket. Akum, by a Goy, the Dine Begisa, you can schlep them to court, and the courts over there are powerful. You think that there's a recourse when it comes to Goy. Loy Miyayish, Yisrael, by Eden, Kivin, the Omri Memri, all the courts do is scream and shout and scream, but they have no powers. Miyayish, what can the Bezdin do to a Yid? What a sad story. The Gemara already had the problems then, like we have today. It's amazing. Everybody says that today, even Kalagwan. Well, obviously, it's in bubbles.
We see Tanoim and so we see Amoraim and Bubble who are very powerful.
Well, having a Morrison head right in the beginning, the design over there, that Yosef Shevin Yehuda Vechaykev in Veraglo, so it says over there that the Bubble had power and it sort of had scholarship. So there was an era that in a Bubble, because the Jerusa was powered by the government. Yeah, so that's power. They had police, they had everything. Nobody wants to check with the Rejgul. So we'll have a chul, they have a skin, remember? And all that. But here the Gemara is saying, I mean, what a sad commentary on Jewish life, going back a thousand years.
The Eden and
Look at Ashi, Amr and Meimer. Tzeva Tenla, they can talk, in the world of talk. They ain't chayv tibi maklis, they don't use sticks. In other words, they don't enforce their thing. I'm just quoting Rashi. It's very sad. This commentary, actually, on the Sefer. It says in the Sefer, Hamatzim and Akum and Alisim, means, even this Yashabayim, only in the second part of the mission says, only if, Stamaloi, Loshonel, Akum, a Goy. Only by a Goy, we say, only if you heard me Yayish, otherwise, Stamina, me Yayish, so they got because they have courts. Avalistim is Robayi, keeping Omni, me Yayish straight away. Tonight, we learn the Hosom over there. Oyre Shabalabai, we had this right before in the Gemara, we learn. The skins of a balabayis, they're not mekabotum unless you think that you finish the job, you complete the job. Machshav and metamos, as soon as you mind, you think I'm finished, I've already prepared it, that's enough. Then mekabotum. Veshal avdin of a tanner, ain't machshav and metamos. It's not his to be metame. So it's the balabas's decision when he thinks it's finally ready. Shal gazlan, if a gazlan steals hide, ain't machshav and metamos. The gazlan has known it, so his machshav doesn't know anything. Veshal ganiv machshav and metamos. So the tanakama holds that a ganiv mustam yom yayish. So therefore, the ganiv owns it. If he thinks this is ready, it'll be kabotum. But a gazlan, you're not miyayish. Because the Gazan, you know who it is. So therefore, you think tomorrow I'll take him to court. However, the Gazan was brazen enough to go publicly. You're scared of him because we'll come back tomorrow. Who knows what kind of harm we'll do to you? Is Machshav Metamos and Miyai straight away? Shal Gazan, if you think I'll get hired detectives, I'll find him. Ain't Machshav Metamos and Tishonis Yashabai and Miyayish. Omar Ullah says, Ullah, Machlek is, he makes a comment. This Machlek is only Bistam if you don't know if Miyayish or not. So we're making an assumption. So Machlek is an assumption by Gazan or by Gazan. Probably you do, but if we know for a fact that Miyayish, I mean, Hakul Yash Kain. Everyone knows Yishu Kaina. However, Rabba says, but you do not machlekes. Rabba hold. Now we hold. The Rabba hold that even if you know for a fact that Yishu is machlekes, if the Yishu is not, we learned before that everyone holds that Rabba holds that Yishu is Kaina. What's he saying over here? So the verse is that Rashi learns. Of course, Yishu is Kaina, but we don't believe he's talking Yishu the Nemes. We don't believe. We think in the back of his mind, he's always thinking, "There's hope. There's hope. I'll be able to get it back." Why in the world are you arguing with Ula? Nah, we learn what? It says in the Mishnah, it seems that everyone agreed. No, of a it says in the Mishnah that the only reason is why the guy wasn't Miyayish. Time learns Yayish Abayli. The only reason because the guy, it says right here, because it wasn't Miyayish. If you know for a fact that they were Miyayish, had Elish Leiders, Omele, and Nan, if you say, Yish Abayli, Masin Lo. Not that he wasn't Miyayish. The year doesn't help. The word is the year does not help. So even though he says I'm Miyayish, it doesn't mean it. Now we learn, not Lumaych, it says in our Mishnah right here that the Moich that took his donkey money. Who's the author of our Mishnah? It says, Menastam, you can keep it. Irabonon, if Rabonon, Kashi Gazan. If Rabbanon says in the Mishnah by Gazan, you can keep it. Rabbanon hold a Gazan, you're not Miyayish. How can you keep it? And Irab Shimon, Kashi Ganev, Moichsin, or Ganovim. I let a Kakin, Moichsin is a Gazan, you know who it is. And Listim is a Ganev.
I was still doing, we're talking about Listim Mazuyim, we're talking about...
Mazuyim. So you have to add the word Mazuyim.
Okay.
We even had earlier, today Listim, Haber. We had in the fifth page. Bishlei Melula, according to Ula, Dama Beyidua, Koni, according to Ula, if you know that he's Miyash. Everyone agrees you're Koni, Hachan Amar, Dama Beyidua, but you know that he's Koni. Even if you do as machleik, it's going to rabba. They always argue according to the rabbanon by ganef by a gazan. You're not miyayish. By according to the shimon by ganef, you're not miyayish. So how can a mishnah make a universal claim? A mishnah mentions both, like ganef and gazan. That means a stam you're miyayish. How does that work? How many loy rabbanon of shimon? Everything. What about listim azuyin? When it says listim, you thought it means a ganef. It means an armed bandit. But what about a shimon? It's a shimon. So two kinds of gazan. What's the chiluk between a muhsin and listim azuyin? They're both a gazan. You know the crook is, and you're miyayish. Today, gavne gazan. We're talking about both cases of gazan. Tosh, what we learned? A ganev, a gazan. We learned that a ganev and a gazlin. For honest somebody who is very strong, hegdesh and hegdesh, if they steal from you, the hegdesh is valid hegdesh, because definitely the balbos miyayish, utrumos and trum. It says, fesh, haganef and hagazan. Both of them, the yish helps. According to you, Rabba, you saying, mefeder, that even that if miyayish, we don't believe him either by ganef or gazan. His mentions both. Through Masein, or Maisei, or Maisei, or Mani, who's the author? Ida, Bon, and Kashi Gazan. Ida, Shin, Kashi Gazan. Bish, Lame, Lukon, to Ula, Dama, be your dua, Kani, if you know for sure, me, Aish. You're Kaino, and I'll be doing, you're Hakli. El Rabba, don't be doing, I'm a Chleikit, but you do, I'm a Chleikit, Hamani, let up, let up, Shimon. Everything went, Hakanami, Blist, and Mazuyan, but up, Shimon, he. I hope he's a Hani Gazan, say, Gavin, Gazan, who can Gazan? I boy, he's a Mahomas, Nita, Rebbe, he, another way he's learning is, there's a Buddha, Shimon, there's a Shimon, a Bonham, but there's a third opinion. Rebbe, the Tanya, the Yemen, says, Ganad, big Gazan, both side by Ganad, Gazan. He holds, Rebbe holds a side by Gazan, the Yiddish helps. Rab Shimon Rabban Ataka argue, but Rebbe holds it works. The Kaimalunki Gazan Rab Shimon concludes, but we pass like Rab Shimon by Gazan, that when all Rebbe says is that Ganev has the same thing like Gazan, but we don't know what is he holding. Is he holding the Ganev like Gazan like the Rabbanon, that Minastam you're not Miyayish? Or does he hold like Gazlan Rav Shimon, but Minastam, you are Miyayish, if he's brazen enough to steal from you, you're never going to go take him to court, you're scared of him. What do you call it? So, and that's what we want to conclude, that Rebbe Pasch is like Rav Shimon, that Ganav like Gazlan, that Minastam is Miyayish. So that Mishnah that says it before, the Haganav, Hagazan, Hagdesh, and Hegdesh, and all that is, goes according to Rebbe, according to Rav Shimon, that a Ganav and a Gazlan are the same thing. That you're Miyayish. So the Gemara goofed the sound of what Rabbi says. Rabbi says, "I'm not Niganu Gazan. He boiled. Now we didn't understand what he meant. Didn't make it Gazan. That I bought that word. That you never Miyayish. Come, but like Koni, not Koni. Didn't make Gazan. Shimon, come, and you are Miyayish. But Koni. Touch my coming here. Let's learn. Not Blue Meichsin. Not Blue Meichsin. Chamoidei. If the tax collector took a donkey, now money. Who's the author of our Mishnah? Same question before. If Rabbanon Kashi Gazan. If Rabbanon hold a gazan, not Miyayish, how can the Mishnah you can keep it? Muchsin is a gazan. Irab Shimon, Kasha Ganev, it says listim of it means a ganev. So Lachayda, why can't you keep it? Yeah, I'm Bishlam, Rebbe, Gazlan, Rab Shimon, come out. If you hold that Rebbe, is the one who holds that a ganev is like a gazlan, so therefore he's the author of the Mishnah. No difference between a ganev and a gazan, he holds like Rab Shimon, why that all cases your Miyayish, fine. Ukoni, Hamani Rebbe, Mishnah, Harikoni. Eliam, Rebbe, Gazlan, Rabban, come out. Ukon, Hamani, Rebbe, Rab Shimon, Rabban, nobody. Oh, my skin, we want to answer, but talking about the list in Mizuyim and Rab Shimon. We're talking about, yeah, no raya from here. We're talking about Gazan. Ah, Yehoche, Heine, Gazan. Take out the Gazan. Same thing we had before. Again, we'll ask that question. Toshma, we're trying to prove that it must be Rebbe, but we'll give the other answers we had in the Gemara before. Haganah, Gazan, Vana, Kedesh, and Hegdesh, Drumas, Drumas, if they make Hegdesh, and Hegdesh, Shai, Ganah, Shai, Gazan, Umas, Ros, and Mas, a man whose author, Ida, Bon, and Kasha, Gazan. Ida, Pshu, Kasha, Ganah. See, I'm a Bishleim, Ganah, Ki, Gazan, and Abish, if you hold like Rebbe, that a Ganah and Gazan seem like Abish, and what, that you always may, yeah, he's the author of Mishnah, his Mishnah is Rebbe, Bishavah, Kani. Ali, I'm a Ganah, Ki, Gazan, that a Bon, that he holds like Ganah, Gazan, like Rabbanu, which means the one that never meyayish. So who's author of the Mishnah? Hamani and Gemara Belista Mizuyim Rav Shimini. Again, no raya. We're not talking about a ganef. We're talking about the two kinds of gazim. Nihorchi hain a gazim. Take out the gazim. Omle Rav Asher Rabbe. Toshma coming here. We had it yesterday. The Masni Rebbe le Rav Shimini Brei. Rebbe taught Rav Shimini his son. When the Mishnah says that if the father left behind after he died something, that the father stole something, left behind for his children, and he left behind something, Yeshbayach Rayas, doesn't mean he left assets. It means that he left something visible that everybody recognizes, oh, familiar, oh, this is the uncle's, you know, and it's embarrassing for the father. So he told his son, Loy Dovash Yeshbayach Rayas. Mamish, not only something which Achrayas, but Afilu Pora, the Chayeshbah, Chamoyr, and the Chamar Achrav, even a cow, even a donkey, that everyone recognizes who the owner is, Chayov al Hachzim, they covered Avim. Time, it seems to be the only reason why he had to give it back. Covered Avin. Hall love covered Avin. Loy had it not been for covered Avin, they can keep it. Why can they keep it? Shmamino Rebbe Gazan Shimakama Shmamino. That I Rebbe holds that the original owner was Miyayish. And since we know for a fact that in one case is Miyayish, and Rebbe said that Ganav and Gazan have the same din, so we know Rebbe holds that the Ganav and Gazan like Rebbe Shimon, that's Tam. If you were robbed and broken into, you give up hope of ever getting it back. When you get have a robbery and you call the police, you think the police are going to find your nothing, never. Cars are the only difference. They usually find the cars because they're abandoned some under some.
They help themselves. The police help themselves. If there's a robbery, that's a fact.
Yeah, okay.
I remember years ago.
You sound very cynical.
What's the concern here? What? The father stole it?
No, but at the midst of Kibbutz Abayim.
He stole it. No, he did steal it. If they're returning it is only because of Kibbutz Av, then it shows you that they're what it costs, nothing to do with you.
Everyone always remembers Father Ganef. Everyone knows it's Yankel. Yankel says it was stolen from me. No, but Yankel says it's the own original one says it's stolen from me. And then they see it in this guy's house. So it's pastnished. You don't want to live with, you know, with kind of, that kind of name. B'chein nechilcha, the body in the swarm of bees, my b'chein. What do you mean, and also by a swarm of bees? How does that come in here? Hachi kamad, he's coming to say, afilu nechilcha, the body, this is a chiddush. A swarm of, you don't really own your bee. Where do you get the bees from? The bees came in from somewhere from the wild, and they settled on your beehive over there, whatever, in your comb. So therefore, and they were pollinating and everything else, so you don't really own it. It's only Midrabbanan that we said, look, it's on your property, it's yours. And the Chiddush is that even though it's only yours Midrabbanan, you can go to another field and take it back. The king of Rabbanan, sorry, I thought, hi, king of Rabbanan, the king of the field of Stom and Amin Miyayish, would have thought that what, Minastam, if you find a swarm of bees, Minastam, if the guy is Miyayish, doesn't really own it anyway, the original owner is Miyayish, Kamashalan. That in this yashah by the mean only if it's miyayish, yes, and he long life. If it's miyayish, no. Oh, Rabbi Yechon Barakin, that men is your cotton, you believe a woman. If you're a mother, each cotton, but Aedis, what do you mean believe? They're not good for Aedis. Oh, Rabbi Shmuel, how come I skin? You know what I'm talking about? Bailim Marat from Achareyem, you see a person running after the bees with his nets. The Isha of a cotton masichin levitumim, and a woman and a child standing there, say, yeah, it's Yankel, Yankel's over there, with it. They're your bees. So therefore, the masichin levitumim, they don't think they realize they're saying, hey, this, and then they believe. They're saying, from here came this swarm. Omer Abashi, a masichin levitumim, kosher. Now we can have an interesting concept, a masichin levitumim. That means if somebody who's not even a kosher ladies, but if they say something without realizing that they're being, you know, they're used as an aid, as for testimony, then we believe them. How far do we take that? Only by dinim d'rabbanon, the dinim d'raisa. How far we take that? Ella le'edus isha. The only time we believe the sefetumah is only by edus isha. If a woman regarding her husband if he died or not, if a woman in the sefetumah, we're going to take that as testimony. Otherwise, we will not take it. We're not going to take it. Well, for example, if you hear a girl saying or a young kid saying, "We're going to the levaya of Yankel, and that Yankel was used to be married to this," so they will accept that testimony. And she's a free woman. What are you talking about? About in the chilush of the boy, we just learned right here. A swarm of bees, masir v'tumiyu, everything. What a shiny chilush of the boy, the bonu. The whole thing, the rabbanu anyway. So therefore, we believe a woman. But if I'm the rice or no, everything. What the king, the rice, Allah, you tell me that it's a din the tayri. We're not going to believe it only by the isha. What about the Shmuel Ma'isa? But remember the story of the person Shoy and masir v'tumiyu. He was stopped telling a story. I remember we had an ksuvus kishani tinduk. When I was a young kid, my tata put me on his plates. on his shoulders. They took me out of the yeshiva. Vishituni es kesanti, took off my clothes. Vishbiluni, and he put me in the mikveh. In order I can eat truma at night. And what happened? And with Chanina Messiah Bahakir, Chanina then concluded the story. And he continued, my friends then walked away from me. They called me Yoichanan Oichel Chalas. They gave me a nickname Yoichanan, the Koyan who can eat Chala. The Elu Rebbe Lakun Alpiv. And Rebbe then, based on that, allowed him to duchen and everything else. So we see, and the ages is only a cotton. And yet we accept him.
Not only that, it's a zichroinus.
That's right.
From the kindishiyot.
But he's a masir for tumah. Then he wasn't saying this as aidus to say I'm a kohen. Telling a story. I'm in my kindishiyot.
This could be years and years later.
Yeah, it could be. But having more, but tumah rabbanan. Over there also, tumah is only the rabbanan. And today, tumah is only the rabban. After the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the machlek is whether tumah is the rabbanan. So he holds tumah the rabbanan. That's why you believe in it. So no, but the rabbanan we believe masir for tumah. But you more the rice like you tell me to not had walk you also that give me on the cartigin the amri was there back cartigin mistai I was telling a story my is about never should levi but amri la my is about never be a story happened before should would be but tina gaga kitchen was to me about my ni be me what was happened I my mother nish beinu le beinu aku we once kidnapped amongst the goyim your tsasili shmaim I went and I sorry skip of yeah, and I was always minding my mother to make sure the goyim didn't in any way touch her. Smart kid. Yatzasi lisha mayim, and I went to draw water. Daiti alimi. I looked at my mother the whole time. Lil kite 18. When I went to collect wood, daiti alimi. My mother. Visi Rebbe apiv lekuna, and Rebbe allowed her to marry a goyim because the goyim didn't touch her based on the evidence of this young child. How come Mr. Vatuma?
Assuming she was an amona, not.
What's the matter of Kamina? He allowed her.
Yeah, she was a grusha. Well, she's a married woman with a kid.
Oh, okay, true.
She's got a child.
True. And the Gemara b'Shvui Kila, again, there's no raya. So we're saying the Gemara concludes over here that only by the Rabbanans or we were specially mako by a Naguna and by a Shvui were mako. Shvui is only a Chshash. So we believe it to me. And we believe also by Isha because we're Guna, we were mako. Even though we had him getting the other day over there that we believe in a Goy, the Masir of Tumay, the Tzariches. Here it's saying, yeah.
Specific cases.
Sorry?
We're saying we only believe in Sittatumai Praise and Sisha, right?
Or Shavuya. Anyway, we're Makel. Or the Rabbans. Or the Rabbans.
Also from Gaia.
Also?
Gaia.
But, over here, we're talking about Isha Katan. The Gemara doesn't make a chiluk in Isha Katan. A Goy is the same thing. Anyone who's not believing, but does not have a din of Aedis, but Sittatumai, you believe. It's Takamachlekes that we had over there. If you believe,
yesterday a case when you believe women and you don't,
yes.
You don't take Aedis as only.
Yes, I told you yesterday, Machlekes if it was an Aedis. No, we allowed Hazmona. Bezin can use a woman to be Mazman somebody, and we believe her if she says that the guy refuses to come, whatever it is. So machleik is whether it's a din aedus, and I told you that something the Marik holds that where there's no, he holds that something happened when he holds unbelievable chiddush, which
aedus on an occurrence.
Exactly, if you bring to set up, establish it, organize aedim has to be obviously kosher. But if it's happened, there was a murder, he holds based on Gemara that what can you do? You can't repeat it again, so you have to believe whoever is there. If it's a woman, you believe her. And others, it's not din aedus, it's din koyach bezin.
So according to, who's that, the Rif?
Marik,
according to
Marik,
you'll take aids from women.
If an event happened that you go...
A Gazlan comes into a shop and there's a bunch of ladies there shopping. She's they're the only ones who saw it.
The Rambam talks about the Beis HaKnesset. No, they talk about it in the Shoenim as well, about the Beis HaKnesset, Ezra's Noshim. Women's belief, is that a special Tekanah Chachamim or that Mehatayda? We definitely believe a woman in Ezra's Noshim, if something happened, they tell us, because men don't get raised. The question is that... Special Takana, whatever, or is that that's a din of the Torah? Where there's no other way, that's, you know, it happened to happen. Very interesting about like this. I haven't seen the modern rabbis talk about this, but it's I'm sure we'll get to one day. I said, the machlek is if we believe by the in halacha, you believe by even by goy, right? If you believe by dinim deraisa, there's in the rabban makashas as well. How far we take it. The reason why Rabbi Yechiel Baruch says you're allowed to is because the Bezin made a Tanai, she yoyedot to chaveri, allowed to trespass, and nochmer v'koytzat tzoychev shechaveri, allowed to cut off his branch, and reverse him. Lahatzil es nechilo to save his worm, menoytel the meisoychev, metoyt nechilo shechaveri. And then you take off the money that you, some of the prophets you have in the bees, and you pay him back for the branch that you broke. But tonight Bezin, by the same token, but tonight Bezin, we'll had it before already. Two people walking in a barrel and they crashed each other. One guy had wine and one guy had honey. It seemed that the honey's more valuable than the wine. So the guy with the wine, let's say the guy with the honey's barrel broke and the guy with the wine didn't. So the guy with the wine will spill out his wine, catch the honey that's spilling. And then he'll turn to their owner of the honey and say, look, I just lost $50 of wine. I saved $100 of the honey. You reimbursed me my $50. And we take that money from the honey. We take the money from the wine. If a donkey was going and one donkey couldn't carry its load, another donkey was carrying wood, and the other one was carrying flax. The flax is much more valuable than wood. So the donkey of the wood throws the wood off, takes the flax on his donkey, and he charges him. He takes the flax off his friend. And takes the money. I'm asking him, surely he saw it. Part of society, you have to live as a civil society. Yeshua made certain laws when he goes to Israel. This is how we had before, 10 laws that he made in Chevel. There's another law that he made that you're allowed to go to a property, and what we had about stormwater. You had all these laws. If you live in a community, you have to live as neighbors. You recognize your kelim or your svarim in somebody else's hand, and he stole from you. But another condition was that everyone knew that it was stolen goods. That you found in a buyer. You didn't find it in the Ganav's house. You found it in a third person's house. Your Sfarim. It had your name in it, or whatever it is, your Sfarim. And, what do you call it? There's a rumor out there that it was stolen goods. You have a right to tell the Lekeach, give it back to me, but you have to reimburse him. If he can find Adim, the buyer, how much he paid for it, or he has a receipt or something, you, the Balabas, have to reimburse him. It's not fair for the Lekeach. Otherwise, nobody knows what's going to happen. Nobody will ever buy anything unless you can prove to me that it's yours. Otherwise, I'm going to buy, spend $10, and then tomorrow, somebody else will come and take it away from me. So, in order, again, for society to be able to survive, you have to have certain laws put into place. But if there's no rumor that was stolen, like Alhemlu, and I believe, I won't believe him because maybe he taka sold to somebody, the other guy sold it, and the guy left town, and he's going to try to collect it back. And so how's it help then if he started a rumor? Maybe he started the rumor himself. He sold it. And he's the one who generated this rumor. What happened here? People went to stayed in his house one day, but in the middle of the night they heard him screaming and shouting. My kelim was stolen. Maybe Koshkin Yilamot says the guy is so clever, it's a ruse. He sold something. He had charata that he sold it, so he invited us a guest in his house, being a very nice guy. And in the middle of the night he got up and he screamed over there at the hollow on the top of his lungs. I might have swore him. If you chayches, then take it all away. It has to be some signs that it was stolen. We saw the house broken in. There was a tunnel under the house. We had, we saw the people living in the house all run away. And they had bundles of kelim on their shoulders. So these are the ganavim. So therefore, there's reason to believe that taka was stolen. And everyone, not just him. So that's how we know that it was stolen. Okay, all you know is that Caleb was stolen, but he's collecting svarim. Maybe he went to an insurance company once he had a robbery and he already attaches everything else that he wants. The people around there were saying svarim was stolen as well. Maybe the people talking about small svarim and he's talking about a shas. What was stolen was a little set of Ein Yaakov and he's claiming a shas. People are actually saying his shas was stolen. He had a Vilna shas, the second edition, that was stolen. So they were talking about it. What they're talking about was a new shas. That's worth so much. And he's talking about the second edition over there that he's worth a fortune. Look how the Mishnah sort of became so narrow. It's almost impossible that the people not only they know that it was stolen, the general idea, they know exactly what was stolen and they can recognize that it was his. So I should play you. Me, Omer Abachas, I've said the Omer Abom Machter from the Kalim. What are you talking about? If it was a Bom Machteres, we have a din, we'll have a Sanhedrin in the seventh Pedic. Omer Abom Machter, the din is if a guy breaks into your house, you're allowed to kill him. We had him bidding a Psachim that if it's your father, you're not allowed to kill him. But anybody else breaks into your house, kill him first. And the din is, since that guy who's breaking into your house knows that he can get killed, so he doesn't have to pay for the money. So if it's Boba Machteris, then the guy can keep it. So what's the whole talk? Because the Dummim Kanu, he was cutting with his blood. Says the Gemara, "Amara, Bobi Mach Teres, a guy broke into your house and not okay. The Miyatsa Potter, my time had been dummy kononu with his blood, he bought it.
That was the fact that he was prepared to risk his
exactly.
life.
Exactly,
he knows that the Bailum can kill
and him. As the Gezim comes up and he." And for the Gemara, Hani Mili the Kanunu b'Bob Machteres, the guy himself, the Ganif who came into Machteres, Mosin Nafshe Lektala, because he gave over his nefesh, he was prepared to die. Aval Hani, the buyer, the next guy, Kivin the Mosin Nafshe Lektala. Since now he has it, it's stolen goods. So interesting. The guy in the middle is coming to Rabbanei and he's Potter, but the next guy has to give it back, which means, because there's different ways of understanding Kamed Rav, I told you once before, Kamed Rav is as if he paid it back, or Pshad is we can't be Mechayvim. If he lives as if he paid it back, then why should the next guy have to give it back? It's clear, L'chayv from this Gemara here, I haven't seen anybody bring it out here, L'chayv from this Gemara here is the Pshat is that the guy, the Ganev, really owes the Sefer, he's a Ganev, but we, the Bezin, cannot go and collect it from him. But the next guy, he has stolen goods. He's a fencer, so we can take it back from him. It's a good idea to learn, that's Pshat. It's a ritvus chakira mashal. Amar the Rava Leshonel Balabais also limkei kelim. One more thing, Rava says this is all talking about a Balabais who normally sells his kelim. Av a Balabais she'enu also limkei kelim. Balabais generally never lends out or sells a kelim. Like tzadik la dudu la kula hai. We don't have to go to this extreme because lechede. What's his kelim doing in somebody else's house? Must be stolen.
We know he never gives it out.
Exactly, like Kargi, he doesn't give it out. Whatever, he's parsimonious. So it must be that. Then it was stolen. But he would have, how do you know? But Dilma eats of the Zuzah's oven, this parsimonious person, maybe he needed it. But Avashi had a Yotzla Shengenevi. We just said, we're talking about there was a rumor that it was stolen. And he know that he doesn't give or sell things. Must be the Taka, it's true. But if a guy who normally sells, then we don't know how it got there. Maybe he sold it. Yeah.